Heavenly Father, I bow in worship and praise before thee. I cover myself with thy blood as my protection during this time of prayer. I surrender myself completely and unreservedly in every area of my life to thyself. I do take a stand against all the workings of Satan that would hinder me in this time of prayer. Satan, I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to leave my presence with all of your demons. And I bring the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ between us. Heavenly Father, I worship thee. And I give thee praise. I recognize that thou art worthy. Receive all glory and honor and praise. I renew my allegiance to thee and pray that thou wilt enable me in this time of prayer. I'm thankful, Heavenly Father, that you have loved me from past eternity, that you sent the Lord Jesus Christ into the world to die as my substitute that I might be redeemed. I'm thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ came as my representative, and that through him, you have completely forgiven me. You have adopted me into your family. You have assumed all responsibility for me. You have given me eternal life. You have given me the perfect righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, so I am now justified. I'm thankful that in him you have made me complete and that you have offered yourself to me to be my daily help and strength. Heavenly Father, come and open my eyes that I might see how great you are and how complete your provision is for this new day. I do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ take my place in him, and I cover myself with the shelter of his blood. I take my place with Christ in the heavenlies, with all principalities and powers, powers of darkness, and wicked spirits under my feet. I'm thankful that the victory the Lord Jesus Christ won for me on the cross and in his resurrection has been given to me, and that I too am victorious over all principalities and powers, and that I am seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenlies. Therefore, I declare that all principalities and powers and all wicked spirits are subject to me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for the armor you have provided, and I put on the girdle of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the sandals of peace, the helmet of salvation. I would lift up the shield of faith against all the fiery darts of the enemy. And I would take in my hand the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and use thy word against all forces of evil. And I would put on this armor and live and pray in complete dependence upon thee. Thou blessed Holy Spirit, I'm grateful, Heavenly Father, that the Lord Jesus Christ spoiled all principalities and powers and made a show of them openly and triumphed over them in himself. I claim all of that victory for my life today. I reject out of my life all of the insinuations, the accusations, and the temptations of Satan. I affirm that the Word of God is true. And I choose to live today in the light of God's Word. I choose, Heavenly Father, to live in obedience to thee and in fellowship with thyself. Open my eyes and show me the areas of life that would not please you. Work in my life, that there be no ground that I have given over to Satan. Show me any area of weakness. Show me any area of my life that I must deal with so that I would please you. I do in every way today stand for thee and the ministry of thy Holy Spirit in my life. By faith and in dependence upon you, I put off the old man and stand into all of the victory of the crucifixion where the Lord Jesus Christ provided a cleansing from the old nature. I put on the new man and stand into all of the victory of the resurrection and the provision you have made for me there to live above sin. And therefore, in this day, I put off the old nature with its selfishness, and I put on the new nature with its love. I put off the old nature with its fear, and I put on the new nature with its courage. I put off the old nature with its weakness, and I put on the new nature with its strength. I put off today the old nature with all of its deceitful lust, and I put on the new nature with all of its righteousness and purity. I do in every way stand into the victory of the ascension and the glorification of the Son of God, where all principalities and powers are made subject to him, and I claim my place in Christ, victorious with him, over all of the enemies of my soul. Blessed Holy Spirit, I pray that you would fill me. Come into my life. Break down every idol and cast out every foe. I'm thankful, Heavenly Father, for the expression of thy will for my daily life, as you have shown me in thy word. I therefore claim all of the will of God for today. I'm thankful that you have blessed me with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm thankful that you have begotten me unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I'm thankful that you have made a provision so that today I can live filled with the Spirit of God, with love and joy and peace, with long-suffering and gentleness and goodness, with meekness, faithfulness, and self-control in my life. And I recognize that this is thy will for me, and I therefore reject and resist all of the endeavors of Satan and of his demons to rob me of the will of God. I refuse in this day to believe my feelings, and I hold up the shield of faith against all of the accusations and against all of the insinuations that Satan would put in my mind. I claim the fullness of the will of God for today. I do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ completely surrender myself to thee, Heavenly Father, as a living sacrifice. I choose not to be conformed to this world. I choose to be transformed by the renewing of my mind, and I pray that you would show me thy will and enable me to walk in all of the fullness of the will of God for this day. I'm thankful, Heavenly Father, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, to the casting down of imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and to bring every thought into obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, in my own life today, I tear down the strongholds of Satan and I smash the plans of Satan that have been formed against me. I tear down the strongholds of Satan against my mind, and I surrender my mind to thee, blessed Holy Spirit. I affirm that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind. I break and smash the strongholds of Satan formed against my emotions today, and I give my emotions to thee. I smash the strongholds of Satan formed against my will today, and I give my will to thee, and choose to make the right decisions of faith. I smash the strongholds of Satan formed against my body today, and I give my body to thee, recognizing that I am thy temple, and I rejoice in thy mercy and thy goodness. Heavenly Father, I pray that now through this day, thou would quicken me. Show to me the way that Satan is hindering and tempting and lying and counterfeiting and distorting the truth in my life. Enable me to be the kind of a person that would please you. Enable me to be aggressive in prayer. Enable me to be aggressive mentally and to think your thoughts after you and to give you your rightful place in my life. Again, I now cover myself with thy blood and pray that you, blessed Holy Spirit, would bring all of the work of the crucifixion, all of the work of the resurrection, and all of the work of the glorification, and all of the work of Pentecost into my life today. I surrender myself to thee. I refuse to be discouraged. Thou art the God of all hope. You have proven your power by resurrecting Jesus Christ from the dead. And I claim in every way your victory over all satanic forces active in my life. And I reject these forces. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ with thanksgiving.